AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's radio show. We're going to give you a big hand clap right there. We appreciate your listenership each and every time. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming. We're here. You can always listen live, so we are not hard to find. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me today or with our guest. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onetheedge@businessontheedge.biz. B as in boy, igloo, zebra, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, Small Business Concierge 30, SBC-30. So welcome in, welcome in. We're going to talk, you know, business is serious business, right? Whether you're a professional, whether you're working in the workplace, whether you're an entrepreneur, which we love, we're an entrepreneurship show. We want small businesses to do well and grow and build and all of that good stuff. But you know what we have to stop and pause and talk about from time to time is health and wellness. Health and wellness. I can remember listening to a great speaker, 10X speaker, motivational speaker, who happens to be my coach today, actually, which is fantastic. Everyone needs a coach and a mentor. Don't think you have arrived at, I tell you the truth, multi-billionaires make sure they keep mentors and coaches and experts around them to continue to be as sharp as they are. And so I remember him saying how hard it was to do what he does, to be on stage and speaking, and how his health was important to be able to carry the load and the business at hand, the business that he does for a living. And I sat there and I thought, in my late 20s, you got to be kidding me. How hard is it to get up there and hold a microphone and speak? And yes, sure, you're sweating a little bit, but come on, seriously. Well, as I have gotten older and doing some similar things, health is so important to how you move forward in the latter part of your life, in the work that you're doing. And this was a young man, so it really is not just about being older, but being able to carry the responsibilities and having good health and physical health and mental health. And these are big buzzwords today, right? COVID has shown us that there's things out there that can impact us and change our lives in a moment's notice. And our health and not being in great health or eating well or all of these things that contribute to wellness can impact our ability to achieve the goals and purpose on our life. And so when you were 20, I got a question for you. When you were 20, were you thinking about, I told you I was about 28 years old, 29, and were you thinking about your health and wellness at 20? What were you doing? Can you, when I say 20, what comes to mind? Is it your health or wellness, or is it something else? At what age did you start thinking about how old or how you would age? It took me a little bit. I don't know about you. Tell the truth, guys out there. Tell the truth. You workaholics out there. You CEOs, CFOs, and business troops out there, tell the truth. I think for me, I started thinking about my wellness or aging and what that would look like when I turned about 48. And I noticed my body defying me. I noticed my body was not doing what it used to do, and I wanted to know why. I used to tell people, I know my body. When I was, I know my body. What is this body doing? I didn't know that body. I didn't know. It was like I woke up one morning and all of a sudden something just shifted. And some could say, well, it was shifting over time and maybe I didn't notice. Maybe so. But I woke up one morning and I noticed the shift. And I wondered, what the heck is going on? Because my body is not my friend right now. And so 10 years later, it'll be 10 years later in a couple of weeks, in about 16 days, I'll hit that 58 mark. I'm not ashamed to tell you my age because I love that I can tell you that I'm aging, I'm breathing, I'm living. And so today, my husband and I walk about 15 miles a week, give or take. Depends. Last Saturday, we walked 4 miles. I wanted to walk 4 miles. Let's walk 4 miles today with our dog, and we did that. And so we're walking every day. And then throughout the week, I'll throw in some weightlifting and doing some planks. And planks are really great for my lower back. I love that, right? And then I'll watch my nutrition. And when I say I watch my nutrition, I mean good or bad, because I'm a little bit of a burger eater. And I've got someone, a guest coming on in just a few moments, who is sworn to help me get away from those burgers. I doubt it, but we'll let her give that a shot. So I like some bad things sometimes when it comes to my nutrition. I like good things. I love a great avocado and sweet potato bowl with, you know, cauliflower that has no taste, but I happen to like it. So let's talk a little bit about health and wellness today and whatever your journey is. And I hope this is going to be a benefit so that way you can work longer, live longer, have the kind of life you want. Wouldn't it be great to feel like you felt at 20, at 70, at 80, in your 90s, and having that kind of quality of life? And I think that there's a pathway to get there, and being able to work longer, do more, achieve more before we leave this planet. One day I'm going to leave this planet, and I hope, like Steve Jobs, I hope I make a ding on the universe. So I want to introduce to you Yvonne Dotson. Yvonne Dotson is a MPHRNBSN, and we'll let her tell you about that, so just hang on, a multidisciplinary healthcare leadership expert. She is a nurse health educator and expert. Now, these are all of the expertise, so you're going to hear expert. I want to crystallize that and tell you that she is an expert in several different areas in the healthcare community, a FAM Women's Wellness Warrior keynote speaker. She's an employee health expert. So those that are in these huge companies and you need an expert to come talk to your employees, she is the one that you should be knocking down her door getting to. She is an author. She is a health and wellness researcher. She is a coach. And some of her clientele has included the national Fortune 500 large corporations and group employers, healthcare insurance employees, diverse branches of the United States military, Department of Defense, injured worker nurse case management companies, personal injury attorneys, law firms, you name it, public and private HCOs, and the list goes on and on. And she is aging with grace. She knows her stuff. I want to invite Yvonne Dotson onto the show. How are you, Yvonne? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Very well, Margaret. And thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before we just kind of get into everything, tell our audience, I just kind of gave this synopsis and it just doesn't hold a candle to all of the things that you have actually accomplished. Tell us, you're an MPH, an RN, BSN. What does that mean in the professional world of healthcare?
Well, what it really means is I started this journey actually when I was six. I became interested in healthcare, not in a very a conscious way is that my grandmother taught me to give her insulin injections when I was six. And I had several health care. I had a physician in the family, and I had another aunt who was a nurse. All of the women in my family, and I came from a pretty large African-American family, most of the women had issues around health. They were excessive weight, even obese, I would say. All of them and had some type of heart disease or diabetes or cancer. And some of these issues started to crystallize even more as I got older because my father had a really serious health issues. He smoked. He didn't eat well. We would get into these, you know, push-pull discussions about changing his lifestyle, which he really wasn't able to tune in into and hear. And then he died of a massive heart attack when he was 53. Well, this kind of propelled me, along with my father's side and my mother's side of the family, to really start looking in my 20s, my early 20s, about a healthy lifestyle, because it really kind of, you know, alerted me. It was a light bulb moment that, my goodness, if my family members are sick and having these major diseases, many of which can be prevented, chronic illnesses, and my father's lifestyle, which really contributed to his very early demise, but then it was important for me to really look at that and see what my vulnerabilities were like, and I really felt like I needed to really seriously take a look at that. I eventually went to nursing school and then eventually went and got my master's in public health because I was very concerned about large population groups of in our community wellness programs and workforce health and wellness and maternal child health and various populations of people in this country that statistics were beginning to come out were very challenged and our death rates and causes of chronic illnesses were spiraling. And so I really made a really strong commitment to really work with helping people and corporations and workforces be able to learn about a wellness lifestyle, to be able to provide tools for not only for corporate wellness, but for individuals who are out there seeking to get better, prevent different illnesses, adopt a different type of way of living so that they could have tools to make sure that they could prevent some of these illnesses.
Excellent.
Or they could
excellent.
Manage chronic pain better or prevent disabilities. So
right.
That's what really propelled me to try to beat the odds myself.
Right. I'm going to pause you right there. We're going to go to a commercial break. This is so wonderful and so great. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge. And we are talking health and wellness. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. Health and wellness with Yvonne Dotson, an expert and educator in health and wellness. And if you're just tuning in, Yvonne was sharing with us her journey of getting her master's in professional health care, registered nurse, BSN. And Yvonne, can you kind of wrap that up for us? Because we really want the audience to understand the weight of what you bring to the table and the work that you've done with corporations and the military and some of the disparities that we see in the healthcare industry, and maybe get a little bit into some of the things that you've authored and opportunities. But you're absolutely amazing, and so we can help someone here in their health and wellness. So let's pick up your story. And so now BSN, what is that? I'm not sure what that is myself, actually.
Sure. Bachelor of Science in Nursing. So it's a four-year degree in nursing science. So that's what a Bachelor of Science in Nursing is. And
Bachelor's
then the MPH
of Science. Okay, got it.
So it's
got
a 4-year
it.
Because there are 2-year RNs and there are 4-year RNs. And so this is a 4-year Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree. And so that's a little bit more advanced. And, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. It's a little bit more advanced then.
Yes, and then I also teach courses. I'm a continuing education provider, so I also am a clinical nurse educator and design educational courses for physicians and nurses and other health care providers on working to how to work with patients to help empower the patients to learn more about how they can change their lifestyle to prevent different diseases or manage different types of conditions better. So a wellness program. And that's some of the work that I do with large group employers and corporations and hospital systems to help empower not only their patient populations, but their workforce population on how to prevent burnout or manage stress better, how to adopt a better way of eating or how to exercise better, to get techniques to help them to prevent disease and illness and disability and accidents so that they can have a more healthier life and overall mental health and well-being. So these are the kind of programs that I design for different corporate groups and community organizations and healthcare organizations. So that's a little bit about, and go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you real quick, with these types of programs within the, especially the corporate world and the workforce, and there's a lot of burnout nowadays. So I would imagine these types of programs really support these organizations and these corporations to, by improving the health and wellness of their workforce, it really cuts out those sick days, right?
Absolutely. It helps to cut down on disability. It makes their employer feel better, be able to be more productive, and especially to help empower them so they have the tools so they can feel healthier and overall more emotionally balanced to be able to cope with stresses of everyday living, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in your home, to establish a work-life balance to make sure they're accessing healthcare services that are available to them, whether or not they are having mental and emotional challenges, where they can get help. They have employee wellness programs. Most corporations and healthcare systems and insurance companies provide health and wellness benefits for their employees, and these wellness programs are what would help propel that, and those are the types of things that I design and create. Those types of programs.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Now, you recently, last December, spoke for Buck Institute. Now, Buck Institute, for those that aren't sure, and I'm just learning, I'm so fascinated with what you're doing. And I said, you have all these letters behind your name. What do they mean? You know, when you're in the healthcare industry, we're wondering what all of that means. You know, PhDs, and you have MPH, MPH, BSN. I'm like, oh yeah, duh. Bachelor's in Science. But my point is that there's our healthcare is so critical these days, and so the Buck Institute, in fact, their mission is to end the threat of age-related disease for this and future generations. So they believe it is possible for people to enjoy their lives at 95 as much as they did at 25, which is amazing. And so you are also an expert in longevity in the healthcare. And so you've been aging well. You look absolutely fantastic. I'm not sure what your age is, but whatever it is, you're carrying it extremely well. So tell us a little bit about your speech and what you shared at Buck Institute.
Yes, I spoke specifically because we have quite a few healthcare disparities that we're dealing with in this country, and there are disparities around the world. This particular address was revolving around black women, a challenge to longevity and the disparities that black women are facing across the board. And what I really wanted to do was I was doing some research into longevity. And yes, I say that I'm ageless, and I think it's a partially a state of mind. I think positivity really helps with aging and adopting certain types of ways of being able to meditate and cope with stress and exercise. There's a lot of different ways to make sure that you're aging well and aging optimally so your quality of life increases. So one of the challenges that we have right now are around trying to eliminate some of these diseases of aging, many of which can be prevented. Right now, I think it's heart disease and high blood pressure, stroke, and cancer are the three leading causes of death. And many of these things are actually linked to weight issues. If you can control your weight or lose a certain amount of weight, you can cut down your risk for heart disease, asthma, high blood pressure. So little things like that can really go a long way in terms of your daily lifestyle. But the Buck Institute, yes, it's a world-renowned institute that works on research around longevity. And one of the reasons I was welcome to give this talk about black women as an endangered species was because of the issues that are impacting black women. And I'm a black woman as well, and I come from a family, a long line of women who were black women who died from many of the same diseases that we are facing today. So let's say 30 or 40, 50 years ago, some of these same diseases have not changed in terms of the prevalence and the rate of which are contributing to an early demise. So part of the things at the Buck Institute was to address some of these things, to try to provide some solutions on how to work with providers and how to work with patients to be able to help them to understand better on how they can learn to advocate for themselves and how to partner with their physicians and their nurse practitioners and other healthcare professionals to be able to be listened to, because many patients don't feel listened to. And may be seen but not really heard. And a lot of patients don't know, really understand how to make themselves heard, be able to quantify things that are different in the exam room. So it was about talking about some of these ways which we can enhance our longevity, live longer, and increase our quality of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to pause right there, and we're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here live in the Bay Area and around the world. We appreciate all of our iHeart listeners. Thank you for tuning in. We are coming back and we are on a roll talking to Yvonne Dotson, expert in health and wellness, healthcare industry, expert, author, and speaker. And so we're just trying to dig and get as much information as we can out of her. And so, of course, we have the break to pay the bills, but she has been fantastic. Now, Yvonne, we've talked about the Buck Institute. We've talked about your journey into healthcare. I'm trying to get as much of you to our audience as possible. You have this program or this, I don't want to call it a thing, but it's a great thing for women. Happy Body Woman. Created by a woman for women. Look better, feel better, come glow with me. So what is that about? So we know that you work with corporations and you're working with their workforce, and you're doing trainings and workshops and programs, but you have this other kind of piece for women and you're focusing on women. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a coaching program that I developed for women probably 10 years ago or so. because as women, we're constantly juggling work, family, business, home. And one of the things that we may not necessarily take care of is ourselves in that scheme. So I really wanted to design a program, a coaching program, to work with women on a one-to-one basis around things that would give them daily tools and habits and rituals that were going to promote their overall health and well-being, and to kind of make your body your do business better partner, to gain intimacy, to understand how your body works, to be able to eat well, to be able to exercise, to help manage, decrease, and prevent anxiety and depression and cope with stress better, to learn how to, get good nutrition, good rest. We have a lot of stresses in our society right now, and a lot of us are challenged with excess weight, being able to sleep well, making sure we are, have a good support system, have somebody to talk to partner with, and make sure we get good work-life balance, because then we can be successful in our businesses and in our work and whatever we're doing in life. So I have these 6 and 12 week programs where I actually coach women on a one-to-one basis to help them achieve realistic goals, to sit out and so that they can aim higher and be more self-transformational and be able to achieve goals that are going to help them become happier, more productive, live longer, live better.
Right.
And so that's what Happy Body Woman is about.
That's fantastic. That is so wonderful. And if you want to know more about Happy Body Woman, go out to happybodywoman.com. We're going to go to a commercial break and much more when we come back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. All things small business, all things awesomeness. What are we doing at Small Business Concierge? Before we get back to our guests, if you have not been out to our website lately, you got to go check it out. We've done some upgrades to it. It's looking fantastic. You have to get connected with our Small Business Fitness Center. We're talking about health and wellness today. But if you're going to be a great business owner and you have a small business, or you're thinking about starting a business, or you're just starting out, or you're somewhere in between, or you've been in business a little bit, but you need that coaching, you need a fitness center where you can go and work your business out. At 2 o'clock in the morning, you can go into the gym, into the Small Business Fitness portal, and work your business out. Think about things that you don't get to think about during the day. And of course, I have a lot of videos out there, many, many videos out there that'll help you. I'm actually going to start doing some little tidbit coaching for our members that are connected. So we'll be sending out that throughout the week to just give you that extra push, maybe about 2 or 3 minutes, just so you know that you've got a coach behind you that's rooting for you, that wants you to stay connected to your memberships and to your small business growth plan, if that's the one you're in, or if you're in the small business grant readiness program. Whatever it is, we want you to stay fit. So inside that portal, you get that Small Business Fitness Center with some networking and all kinds of goodies and things from our partners, which is fantastic. We've got this Small Business Fusion, right? It's small business development. And then, of course, we have the mass platforms to get you around the world. So check it out. Our Small Business Concierge magazine has been published. We published it last month, our first magazine of this year. We got another one coming out at the end of August is the goal to get the next one out. We publish 4 magazines a year, so digital, and it's a live magazine, so we update it with information, resources, networking opportunities. If you look in our directory, you can find some opportunities to connect with some of our small businesses and make deals, right? Get fit in your business. Businesses are failing at an alarming rate. They fail about the same rate as business births. And we want you to stay in business. In fact, in 2019, 1.4 million businesses birthed, according to the Small Business Administration. In the same timeline, the same space of time, we had 928,000 deaths of small businesses. So that is a lot. There's something wrong with that. And so the Small Business Concierge, Communications and Digital Media, is a space for you to kind of get going and get your membership. And if you talk to us about maybe being a contributor, you know, get, and our digital catalog is out there. We've got so much stuff out there for you. I'm really excited about what's happening with our helping small businesses getting fit, like what Yvonne Dotson is talking about today, getting fit mentally, physically, and I'm now talking to you about getting fit in your business. So that being said, go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and go a little bit deeper with us so we can take you a little bit further. And that's how we work it. We have resources that can take you to your next level. If you're willing to go, we're going to be right here for you. So we're going to get back to Yvonne. Yvonne, now we've talked about your again, if you're just tuning in, corporate wellness health programs that you're doing, speaking at, as a speaker, Buck Institute, and by the way, if you are any professionals out there, corporations that would love to have Yvonne come and do a training for you with your employees, go to wellcloudhealth.com. wellcloudhealth.com. And for those women out there that want to be that happy body woman, go out to happybodywoman.com for more information. But we're going to talk a little bit about your authoring and your artistry when it comes to health and wellness. So Mubba Bubba, what is that?
Mubba Bubba is Mubba Bubba. I had designed a wellness program for a hospital, a medical center, and it was for their employee wellness program. And after I had worked there for quite a period of time, I decided I wanted to put a book together that talked about workforce wellness. And in speaking of mature workers over 40, there are more mature workers over 40 and 65 that are in the workforce, and increasing their health and longevity is very important. And so I came out with Mubba Bubba's Fit and Funny Thrive Guide. It was loosely based on the illustrations on myself and my partner. Because while I was there, I really noticed a lot of pathways that employees could take to empower themselves to be able to stay fit, to try to prevent disability, to try to be able to manage different health conditions they were dealing with. And of course, the hospital that I was working with at that time and providing this program for were also very interested in that. And so we made quite a bit of strides in employee wellness. But back to the book. So Mubba Bubba's Fit and Funny Thrive Guide, I really wrote as a tool basically for health insurance companies and health and wellness organizations and community centers to be able to provide to their employees on how to get well, stay well, prevent illness, right, and mind-body-spirit concepts that would help people to be able to stay well. And so that was Mubba Bubba's Fit and Funny Thrive Guide.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. So you have an opportunity out there to get a Mubba Bubba book and some greeting cards and all kinds of stuff. And I'll give you a little bit more information about that here in our next segment. Listen to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are at the bottom of our hour. We have jammed in all of the health and wellness that we could for you today. And the reality is that this is just good stuff. Our health and wellness is so critical. And so I'm going to bring Yvonne back on for just a moment, and we're just going to kind of wrap up. Yvonne, you are a master at presenting the health and wellness care information in so many different ways. You're doing this extremely well. As we look at what you've done for corporations and what you continue to do with corporations and Happy Body Woman, Mubba Bubba. And by the way, if you want any of the Mubba Bubba greeting cards and resources that and artwork that she has out there, go out to Etsy and just, it's not hard to spell Mubba Bubba, you'll find it. So before we get off air, if you would just take 1 minute, what's the advice? What advice would you give to our audience in their wellness journey? We're going to assume everyone has a wellness journey that they're taking. They really are taking it, whether they realize it or not. And so it's going to be something one day. What's the best advice you would share with them today?
Well, they say, and when you were talking about when you were 20, if somebody told you about what to do, and the truth is that when we're younger in certain age groups, we really think we're invincible. And as we grow older, we find out, well, we're not so invincible. And what can we do to enhance our overall well-being and promote a high quality of life and be productive and enjoy life? So I would say really to establish some daily rituals and habits that are within a wellness lifestyle program, like being how you eat and what you're putting into your body and how you think and how you are able to, like, exercise, make sure you stay within a really good weight, learn good coping techniques for stress so you don't become overwhelmed or burn out and be able to cope much, much better, be able to address different challenges, and to make sure you have a good support system, somebody to talk to, and know your resources that you can go to be able to get help when you need it. Because what you really want to do is have a good work-life balance and be able to have an overall well-balanced life so that you can become more resilient, you know, increase your immune system, make sure you're strong and you know, have that pizzazz in life that keep you going, pushing forward, and keep you reaching your goals, because that's what we're all here to do, is to make a difference and help others along the way and make sure your business is really doing well. And so you want to make sure you've got that kick in your step and that smile and think positively and adopt positive attitudes. And there's mindfulness. There's so many different things, but to get it down to what you do on a daily basis and those kinds of, if you can think of 3 or 4 things to do, whether it's eating well and exercising and helping to manage stress better and making sure you have a good support system, those are the key things. And all those things can be woven into a program, which are probably available possibly at your work, but you can have that there in your home as well, something you can keep with you at all times so that you are able to keep moving forward and being positive and being able to keep getting ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's fantastic. And that is probably the best advice. And so if you want to connect with Yvonne, she has YD Consulting, which you can connect with wellcloudhealth.com. And I've given you quite a few websites and places to connect with Yvonne. So you can always connect with me at On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. You guys hear this every week. and I will connect you with Yvonne and make sure whether it's corporate support from her YD consulting, business, wellness, lifestyle program planning, nurse case management, corporate workforce, health and wellness, happy body woman, Mubba Bubba, you name it. She is a wonderful opportunity for you to go deeper with her. So email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I will get you connected to her. And of course, you can always re-listen to the show and listen to our replays of it to get the information as well. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Be good to someone out there.